Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amin Arumi Ratzi Shehuchiu. The Nishmas, Maris Esther, Ratzi Shum, Ratzi Shum, Ratzi Shum, Ratzi Shum, Ratzi Meir Zev, Yosef Tzvi, Ben Marasin and Miriam, Chol Tzik Halatza, Chol Nev and Melav, Dar of Ram, Ben Marasin and Miriam, Chol Nev and Melav, Nami Sarabas, Marasin and Miriam, Chol Nev and Meleha, Nagid Bas Yuchayim Tzvi, Chol Nev and Meleha, and Nachufoz Chaya Yochevit Fega Bas Michal Yis Bas, Vishach Yisrael, and the first Tinok Ben Esther Michal. We are continuing our series of Shirim in the Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, 6th Perek, 6th Halacha, Vav. And as always, we're basing ourselves on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol, Rabbi David Zetzal, Echad HaIsh, Echad HaIsha, Chayavim B'Morah V'Kavod. Both a man and a woman are obligated in both Mora and Kavod, which means they both have to fear their parents and they have to honor their parents. Just the man, he has the other lasses. A man has the capacity to do it because he's not Meshubbat to anybody. But a woman, ain't the other lasses. Why? Why is a woman not able to do it? Because she's in someone else's domain. She's married. She's married. And therefore, she is not able to properly honor her parents because she's meshivet to her husband. Lefichach, im nitgarsha, o nitalmina, harei shnehem shavim. And therefore, if a woman gets divorced, or she's widowed, Rahman al-Itzlan, then both are equal. Man and woman equally have to honor and fear their parents. The makor of this din and the Rambam is in the Sugyan Kiddushin, Ayin Sham, and the Mishnah. All mitzvahs haben ha'av al ha'ben, echad ha'nashiv, echad ha'nashiv chayav, dainu kol mitzvahs ha'av, all the mitzvahs of the father that are incumbent upon the son, both men and women have to do. And we learn this from a braisa. Ish and the Ela Ish, Ishiminayim, Shoam Tiro, Arain Kan Shnayim. It says, Ishimo Vaviv Tiro. Tiro is two. Inke Matam Lomar Ish, so why did you say Ish, which implies only one? Tiro is plural, but Ish is one. Ish Sipik Biadolasis, Ish and Sipik Biadolasis. A man has the ability to honor both parents, whereas a woman does not. Vnesher Shuta Cherim Aleha. Because the rishus of other people was on her, is on her. So, in other words, a woman's married, she can't decide to honor her parents because she's bound to her husband. Arvi devaravin nisgar shishneim shavim. But if they got divorced, then both the man and the woman are even, equal. They both equally have to honor their parents. Ad kan. מדברי הסגל של חולה מבואה מדברי הרמב״ם כאן שהתחיל מבואה ברמב״ם כאן שהתחיל בחיוב כבוד ומורה והמשיך בפטור האישה so the Rambam starts the חיוב of כבוד ומורה that man and woman both have to equally honor and fear their parents then he continues by saying the woman is pater ופשוס אחר מזלעה And then she's equally obligated if she was divorced or widowed. So you see that this p'tur applies even to moira, even to fearing one's parents. Not only the honor of one's parents, but also the fear of one's parents, a woman's p'tur from moira. But in Shulchan Aruch in Yeradei and Simon Reish Mem, Sif Yad Zayin, it says, Echad ha'ish. Ve'echod ha'isha, shavim b'kavod uv'moira shel ov v'ayim, ela she'ha'isha ein b'yad al-asas, shimishu abedis l'bayla, l'fikach hi p'tura m'kavod ov, ve'ayim b'oida nesua, v'im nizgar shal nis'alman ha'chayevis. That both a man and a woman are equal when it comes to honoring and fearing a parent. Just a woman, ein b'yad al-asas, she's not able to do it, because she's meshubet to her husband. Therefore, She's p'tura, mi kavod ava'ein, just kavod. And then it's Garshan Salma Chayavis. Harei, Shulchan Aruch emphasizes that a woman's only pater from Kavod, not from Moira. So it's the Me'iri in the Sugi over there. Kach Mefurash B'divrei Achinuch, Shebe Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Shebe Mitzvah Kavod. Kosev B'Sev Dvarv Shino Heges, B'Zachar B'Nikev Chutz Minesua. But in Mitzvah, so he there, by Kavod, he excludes Minesua. But in Reish Yud Beis, which is the Mitzvah of Morah, he writes B'Stama Shinoi Heges, Be Zachar V'Nikeva, and he doesn't exclude a married woman. Why? Because a married woman is Ptura from doing positive things to her parents. Ma'achilu, ma'achiloi, ma'ashkehu, feed them, drink them, drinking. Ava mitzvat morah. She doesn't have to do active things. What fear? Fear is don't sit in their place. Don't contradict them. What is her being a nesua? How does that impede her ability to fulfill that mitzvah? So Pashit, a nesua has to do moira also. It's a richiyum lefi zeh, mashmaut divrei harambam, she nesua p'tura gam mimora. Ma'o tamo baze? U'mai svarat machloktam? We want to understand why a nesua is absolved from the mitzvah of moira, of fearing her parents. What's his reason? And what's the svaras hamachlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim who hold the taka woman is chayevis in Meira? The MS to miyazo yeshna gam the gufa sugiya the kvar tamu baze hareim b'reish parashat kedoshim gagur ar yesham uvemarsha b'daf lamed amud bet uvahagot chavot yair al arif sham uvishom tzion b'shulchan aruch b'siman yud zayin. So we see here a whole slew of commentators who have a kasha, and that is that the psukim of Ish are memayit in Isha. In other words, it says Ish imo v'aviv tiro, that excludes a woman, and then tiro includes a woman. That's all about mitzvah mora. So how does the Gemara say that since it says Ish, you know why it says Ish? Ish. It's because a woman has rishus acharim aleha, and she can't be makayim the mitzvah. Ish sipek biyado lasas. Ish ein sipek biyado lasas. Neisha rishus acharim aleha. Ma pitom ein sipek biyado lasas. It's mora. It's mora. Why can't she do mora? Just because rishus acharim aleha, why does that prevent her from not sitting in her parents' place and not contradicting them, etc.? So you can look at all those svarim that I mentioned. And Rabbeinu talks about it in Halacha Gimel. In Sif Kot and Yad Aleph and Yud and Yad Aleph. And the Sif for Yad Melech. Now in that it says in the Gemara that a woman is p'tur b'shem shir shusa chayir maleo, Tosfa says, the Ramaskel sheyesh, the afal gav, the ma'aseh yadeh li ba'ala mid rabanan be'alma. So Tosis writes that even though the Ma'aseh Yadayim only goes to the husband Derabbanan, so the Shiva to her husband is Derabbanan, but she's not by her father. She's with her husband. And therefore she's Ptura. But the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, again, the Lashon of the Gemara is Rishus Acherim Maleh. Taisa says, you're right, Ma'aseh Yadayim is Derabbanan, but she's not by her father, she's not with her father. The male, she can't be mechavidim properly. But Lashon Shulchan Aruch is that ein biyada lasos shemeshu'abedes lebaila. She's not able to do it, she's not able to mechavid her father because she's meshuvah to her husband. And this we have the kasha of Tosis. This shibud's only Derabbanan. Ve'heach ne'emah ha'davar kisiba liftor b'deorayita. How is this used as a reason to pater him a deoraisa? It's only derabbanan, the shiva. So how do we pater a deoraisa? Mitzacheni, it's shver on Tosis. Tosis says the only reason she can't properly honor her parents because in the mitzvah she's not with her parents, she's with her husband. But that's only if he's starting the Echitimsi, because she's not by her father, she's not with her father. So what do you need a pasuk for? This is just the Hechatims and the Metzius. We have an actual pasuk to ponder. Apparently, this is what's bothering the Aruch HaShulchan, who brings in Simon Reish Mem, Divrei HaTosis, and Yatz Klomer, Ba'akrocha, He Noitlan. Voitcha Noisin Lamizonis, Tachas Masi, Yadah, Ain Shem, Divrei Ha. Aruch HaShulchan, Ma'inu Shel Ma'asif, Ptura, Mechamat Shem Shuabedati, Leba'ala. אבל ברור פשוט שאין זו כוונת התוספות שלא הסכימו עם זה כלל. וגם שאינה סברה במה שנוטל ממנה, שלא כדין, יפטרנה מהמצווה. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan explained in Tosfos that the woman can't honor her father with her Maisi Adayim because the husband's going to take it shelo kedin. And therefore, it's not just a lack of a hechitimtzi, it's she's actually ptura because she's meshuba to her husband. She doesn't really have a choice in the matter. Tosis doesn't mention that. And why should the fact that she takes shelo kedin, why should that pater her from the mitzvah? So we have to understand what Tosis means. And Tosfos says that Maisi Adel Avala Midi Rabbanan Ba'alma. Nevertheless, this is a Prehechatimsi problem, that she's not with her father. So we see from Tosfos that it's not a Ptur Batsin. Not like the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say it's a Ptur Batsin because the husband's going to forcibly take away her what she has, that she can't give it to her father. That's not what Tosfos says. As Pashut Barur Baze, Shebema Shekatav Ish Kamash Malan Kra, Lo Rak, Yi Efsherut Shel Kiyum Mitzvah. So when it says in the Pasuk Ish, Ish Yimor Veviv Tiro, it's not just telling us that it's impossible to keep the mitzvah, it's telling us this is a Ptur. Lashon of the Re'em, when he brings Lashon Tosfos, the Re'em, the Mizrachi, in Parshas Kedoshim, when he brings Tosfos, the Kevin She'enu Mitzvah Yitzel Baila, Patra HaKosuv, Patra HaKosuv, who kind of says actual ptur here. It's not just that it's impossible for keep the mitzvah. There's a ptur. So it's not just EF shavut l'kapi kem et ha-mitzvah. Yesh ptur. Lashon ha-gurariye. Dekol lefoytshua ka-asi. The pasuk is coming to pater her. And Mimela, it's not shver what we said about Tosfos. Because Tosfos isn't telling us that there's a lack of a hechitimsi. Tosfos is telling us there's an actual ptur. Right, again, the Aruch HaShulchan, the problem with the Aruch HaShulchan says, Kolom Rabal Korchach Unotlan. And against her will, he takes her Maisi Yadayim. So it's against the will, it takes her Maisi Yadayim. So Mimela, she's Ptura. That's not what Tosfos says. So even without that, even without the fact that he takes it Baal Korcha, the Pasuk is telling us that, that there's a Ptura, it's Mamish a Ptura, from being Mechabit her father, or Moira her father. Again, the Pasuk is talking about Moira, and the post can use it in the context of cover. So there's an actual Ptur for the woman. And for this reason, we see in Kedushin Lamed Hey, that since Isha and Sibek Biel Delas, it's Isha Sad, that she shouldn't even be Mischayev Gamkshin as Garsha. Without a Pasuk, maybe it should be Ptur Megamri. So if not for the Pasuk, she'd be Ptur Legamri, because Ish. Only an Ish is going to be Chayev, and not an Isha. On the beginning of Tiro comes to include even divorced and single women, but it's not coming to include married women. So this is an actual patur. We all see this in the Ritva and Kedushin Daf Lamed Hey, Shev Marishon, that is in Sanhedrin Samach Vav. We require Pasuk to be Mechayiv Isha Bekilas of Alf Isha Belavach, Yuksha Isha Lish Lachon Shishu Betairah, Shutur Mekir Bevan. We need a Pasuk to be Mechayiv a woman. If she curses her father, even though anyway we equate men and women to all on Shishu Torahs, because a woman is Petur Mekir Bevan, it's Petur Mamish. Otherwise, we wouldn't assume that she's Mismayetis Mekilas of. And also we learn from him a Petur on Mitzvah Meira, because Klala is shy to the Mitzvah of Meira, not of Kovid, not cursing. Chenein b'miray, Mitzvah Kufayin Dalet, Shetzarich Pasuk l'chayev Yishal k'lilat av, Mishun desal gadatach she'ein derech Yishal l'kalel, she'beit bala regla mormedet. So the Urayim says that we require a pasuk to be mechayev a woman al kilas av, because the havamina is that it's not the derech of the woman to be mekala. Why? Because the base baila regila woman, she's used to being in her husband's home, and there she's not regila lekala. And now we're saying that since it's not derech yishal kalal, she'd be p'tura mei mitzvah. She'd be p'tura mei iser mei klala. Because the pasuk's not talking about it. So kamash ma no. She's also included. So kamash malan that she is chayavis. And the same thing with kibarav. In other words, originally we think she'd be out because of ish. And then kamash malan tiro that she's in. And she's chayavis b'mara b'kibud. If she is not bound to her husband. The Shach in Reish Mem, Sifkot Yates, is Mechadish, that Benesua, the Pahoz is not Mak, but she's Chayeves. So the Chor, it's Pashut. If the whole Ichiyuv is Meshumaniyaz Baila, because her husband's stopping her, the husband's not stopping her, it's Pashut. So we see that it's Petur Miyatim HaMitzvah Benesua. And therefore the Shach writes a Chiddush, and it's a Chiddush Gadol. Nevertheless, she's still chayevah. The husband's not makbid. So, like upon him, what comes out is that there's a p'tur be'etzim. There's a p'tur be'etzim for a married woman. And you need a special pasuk to include. There's a p'tur be'etzim for women, right? Because it says ish, and ish excludes women. And then we just have tiro to say, okay, if she's nisgarish and nisalmana, she's chayevah. But if not for that, it's not just a lack of a hechitimsi. It's a p'tur be'etzim. That's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying it's a p'tur be'etzim here. It's not just an e'ef shirut l'kiyuma. It's p'tur be'etzim. And we saw again the lashon of the Mizrahi and the Maharal, the mamshel lashon p'tur. In the Gemara and Kiddushin Lamed Hey, it says that had it written by Pir of Riv and not by Mara, have a mean ish to see big the other lassos that a man can be mechabit his parents and have Mara from his parents in. But a woman, they ain't see big the other lassos low, she's not chayavis by Mara. But Kevin, they ain't see big the other lassos low to schayav klal. Not at all. So therefore, it's Sricha, we need a pasuk to tell us that if she's a pnuya, then she's going to be chayavis. But otherwise, she's not. So you see that there's a p'tur be'etzim the isha, and then we need a special pasuk. The rabbis a woman when she's not bound to her husband. The Zemvuar Mimasha Ketuba Gemara, the Batar de Maiti the Matnitin Ubraita the Isha Chayevet Bekiud Aveim. And that we see in the Gemara when after it brings the Mishnah on the Braisa that a woman's chayav is kibud aveim and only in a suah is p'tura. Because Yishus HaChayrim Aleha, and we bring a Vida Bar Oven, If a Mishnah and a Braisa, that a woman is chayeves if she's not married. We have a Mishnah and a Braisa that a woman is chayeves b'kibud aveim, as long as she's not nesua. So what's the chiddush of nisgar shishneim shavim? So, Bakuchenu the Faresh, Yishnasa, Akadaita, Chematnitin, Ubraita, the Machaivi Isha, and all of the Pnuya. So, you might think that that's only talking about a single girl. But in a Sua, she is a Chalois Ptur, she is a Hafka, so the Gerishin is not going to be Machaivi Shinu Chiyuv. So, Kamash Mariyavin, not so. But when she gets divorced, she gets the Chiyuv back. ואמנם עיין ברן, שכתבתי כמה שמלן רבי אבין, כשניסית, לא פקח חיובה מינה. Rabbi Avin's telling us that when she gets married, she still has a חיוב. And בפשטס, he's telling us that the כמה שמלן רבי אבין is, that even when she's נשואה, there's no הפקה, there's no פטור. And therefore she's חייבת כשנתגרשה. Otherwise, since there's a הפקה from the mitzvah, it doesn't come back after גרשה. Then we have a kasha. Like the Mizrahi and the Gurariya were Mamid the Kasha, Shim Ken, Lo Lichtov Ish, Velo Tirao. So don't write Ish, don't write Tirao. And then Memela, she's going to be Chayevas Ben Izgarsha, because what does Tirao tell us? That women are Chayevas. And what does Ish tell us? That women are Pturas, so women are Pater. And Tirao, that women are Chayevas. So don't write either. And then Memela, we'll understand on our own. That Bishenis Garsha, the Chiyuv is going to come back because you have no special Hafka from the Ptur. You have no special Hafka. In other words, the Ish is Mafkia. And therefore, you need the Tiro to tell you, yeah, but it comes back. So don't write either, and then you'll know it comes back. Only if it's a p'tur, you need a pasuk to bring it back. If it's just automatic, like the Ran wants to say, what the Ran wants to say is that when she's nise, it's lo pakach chiyuv amine. And therefore it's automatic that it comes back. So if it's automatic that it comes back, don't write ish, don't write tirao. And we understand that wrong, when she's mishuvah to her husband, so she doesn't have to do it, but the moment she's not, then it comes back. The only reason you need the ish and the tirao is to tell you that there's a hafka when she's married, and then the tirao tells you that it comes back after nizgarsha. But according to the Ran, that's an automatic. You don't need the ishi, you don't need the tirao. L'chein nirah b'kavanat haran, kamash man Rabbi Yavin hu shaptur v'hafka shechal b'nesua lo kha klapei leolam. In other words, this hafka is all not leolam. It's only klapei this man that she's nesua, and therefore she's chayavish mishin nizgarsha. Otherwise, the chiv goes away legamri, and it wouldn't have come back. So, in other words, it's only hafkaz manitz. Ve'im b'miri and nisgar shechazer lechiyuv afa pishik far niftaram furish kanal. Shegam leRabbi Yavin ben nisua yesh p'tur. We can say the same shat neran. In other words, by nisua there's a hafkaz manitz, and then since there's a hafkaz manitz. It's not just an automatic that it just she can't do it when she's married, and then it comes back automatically. No, there's a hafka from the chiyuv when she's married, and then it comes back after she gets divorced. And that's why the pasuk tells us, tiro. So taka, even according to the Ran, by nisua there's a p'tur. ובאופן אחר אפשר לפרש פה כמה שמלן דרבי יבין. What's the כמה שמלן of רבי יבין? When he says that נסגר שבשניהם שווים. And even a woman has to be mechaber a family. In ki, in any way, mashmot divrei rishonim. That's not the rishonim hold, but maybe you can learn that way. Maybe that's the way that the Mizrahi and the Maharal learned. Yesh le dakdek, my time amar Rabbi Yavin nitgamsha shnehem shavim. What's pshat? The Rabbi Yavin said that if they get divorced, they're equal. V'ra'ein zeh inyan shel shavim, ela shechayevet hi. Amalo la'azkir b'zeh shechayevet v'nitgamsha shkshelish. Why are we mentioning the man? Just say that a woman who gets divorced is obligated. Why do you have to pair it to the man? Therefore, we can say that kamash melon is that you would think so, even though when she's in a suwa, she has a ptur, so even when she's in this garsha, that she's going to be obligated, like we see in the Mishnah the Braisa, there's a kul in her chiyuv, klap a chiyuv di ish. And if so, according to the Ramah, Simon Reishim Sifhei, Shebiyesh kama banim mitchaleket benihem. So if there are a number of children, they split up the expense of the parents, so that's only if their obligation is equal. But a son with a daughter, maybe even as garsha, she's a lighter chiyuv, because beforehand she wasn't chayevis. And therefore the son would have to pay for everything. So kamash malan Rabbi Yavin, no. There's no kula. And then beforehand she's ptur, shneim shavim. Now we can understand the Reim and the Gur Aryeh, because the Reim and the Gur Aryeh wrote that Tiro was coming to include a Grusha. But this is difficult to understand, because the Chi of Grusha is a member of Rabbi Yavin. And the Braisa that's brought is not talking about that, that includes women, is not talking about a Grusha. It's talking about a Pnuya. And that's the Gemara on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. It's being married to Pnuya. Shai deze shisha reshut achim aleh asakadai tech peralom kam b'pnuya. So you might think that even a Pnuya is going to be pater. So kamash man tiro. That Pnuyas are chayavos. But not Grushas. Grushas, the member of Rabbi Yavin. So maybe what they mean is, "Vomnam Grushau Pnuya Shavot Mikra Detirau." Vakamashimla. So Enachinami, from the pasuk of Tirau, you get not only Pnuya, you also get Grusha. And the Kamashimla of Rabbi Yavin is only in she shavechi uva l'shel ish. That's Rabbi Yavin's Chiddush. And when she gets divorced, she's equal to the man. In other words, the Pasuk of Tiro tells us already that her Chiyuv, she's Chayeves, a Grush is Chayeves, a Pnuy is Chayeves, a Grush is Chayeves. But the Chiddush is that the obligation of Rabbi Yavin is that the obligation of the woman is equal to the obligation of the man. And therefore, if the children can afford to support the parents, the kids don't have, they don't have to, but if they don't, they have enough to support the parents, so the obligation of the women, of the female children, is going to be the same as the obligation of the male children. The obligation of the female children is equal, so therefore the monetary obligation, don't say that her obligation is less, and therefore the sons have to pay for everything. No. It's garshish neim shav, they're equal. But in Echinami, the Pasuk of Tiro is telling us equally about Pnuya and Grusha. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yavin is just that their obligation equals that of the others. And again, according to the other Rishonim we saw, that Rabbi Yavin is telling us a Chiddush that even though there was a Hafka, nevertheless, she's now she's chayeves. You might think that a nesuah in other words, you might think that in nesuah there's a ptur and therefore there's no hischatzus of the chiyuv after the divorce, the kama shmalan, but there is. That's what Rabbi Yavin is telling us. That by a grusha, there's hischatzus chiyuv. And according to the Maharal and the Gurariyeh, from the Pasuk we get Grusha. And Rabbi Yavin isn't telling us that by Grusha there is a Yischachis Achiyuv, but rather the Pasuk is telling us that the obligation of the women is equal to the by Grusha is equal to the obligation of the men, even though she lost her Achiyuv. But now that it came back, now that it was Mischadish, it's equal to that of the men. Or you could say, based on what we said, based on the first Mahalach, the Lashon of Shneim Shavim is that if an Isha was Ptur Legamri in the Kibbutz Aveim, that would be because a woman is not equal to man in all mitzvahs. And Kamash Malan Rabbi Yavin, Shivin is Garsha Kulam Shavim. That was until now, she wasn't equal to a man because she was Ptur Mamish. And therefore, since she was Ptur Mamish when she was married, you would have a Havamina, She'ena Chozeret u'Metchayevet. And on that, Rabbi Yavin says, but nevertheless, it's not so. But it's Garsha. Nasi Se'isha Shava Le'ish Bazeh, Vayidei Zeh Shneim Shavim. So now that she got divorced, in other words, now that there's a Yischachus Achiyuv, before we just said that there's a Yischachus Achiyuv. That's what Rabbi Yavin is telling us. You might think, so, since there was an afkah, she's not chayavis. And he's telling us there's a yischachus achiyuv. And maybe he's telling us even more. Not only is there a yischachus achiyuv, but there's a yischachus achiyuv that the woman is equal to the man. Before, and she wasn't, and now she is. Umeata yesh lomar bibiyur divrei ha-shulchan aruch. Now we'd like to explain the Shulchan Aruch. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch said that Echad Ha'ish ve'Echad Ha'isha shavim kavod b'morah shel aveim. Ela she'i isha im b'yada la'asot liot she meshu'abedet le'ba'ala. So man and women are both equal in their obligation to honor and fear their parents. Just the woman can't do it because she's bound to her husband. She's subordinate to her husband. ולפיכך היא פטורה מכיבוד אב ואם בעודה נשואה. אם התגרשה מטעמה, חייבת. If she gets divorced or widowed, then she's obligated. So he writes מצד שישי עבודה לבעלה, וכיוון שבלאף הכי אינה נידונה לעשייה מחמת שאי אפשר למעשה, אלא על פטור שכתבה תורה. In other words, we're not talking here about an impossibility, she can't do it, למעשה. No, we're talking about a פטור, the Torah patterned her when she's a נשואה. וזה אין צריך אלא טעם, מהי טעם הפטורה, ובמה שנה היא מפנויה או גרושה. So we need a reason, why is she פטורה? And how is she different than a פנויה or a גרושה? How is a married woman different than a פנויה or a גרושה? ועל זה נתבהר בשולחן ערוך, שהיותה עם בעלה שדרך טבע נישואים הוא שהיא משמשת ומשועבדת לבעלה והאם זה בפרישה בסימן ר' ממסיף קטן חפה והרי והוא ימשול בך כתיב The Shulchan Aruch is explaining why is she ptura? Why is she different than a pnuya or a grusha? Why is there a Ptur Be'etzim here and not just Eif Sharut? And the answer is because the reality is, the nature is that she's with her husband and she's serving her husband and she's mishuabedis to her husband, and it says v'hu yimshel bach, that the husband has memshel over the wife. And that's why a woman is ptura for mitzvah sase shezman grama, according to the Rishon, because she's mishuabedis labayla. As hagufa mashvei ptur, that's what creates the chalos ptur, not just the ef shavut, but now there's a chalos ptur. אבל התוספות לא סבירה לו אחי, כיוון שאינו חיוב. But Tosis don't hold that way. Now that we were saying that it's the Derech HaTeva, that she's Mishuabed Tzulvayla, but Tosis says, hey, it's only the Rabbana. And therefore Tosis says that she's not present. She's just not with her father. And therefore she can't be Mechabed her father. That's why she's Ptura. Because she's not with her father. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the word is she's mishuabedis to her husband, and that creates a chalos p'tur. According to Tosfos, a pitom, the shibud is only a shibud derabbanan. The ma'isi adayim is only derabbanan. The b'chal, parenthetically, what did ma'isi adayim have to do? I think he would have a mishalav, not mishal ben. So what does the ma'isi adayim have to do with him? Akopanim, Tosfos is saying that, by the way, I saw that the Vosner asked that kasha. But Tosis is saying that since it's not a chiyuv, since she's not the Maisi Adayim, it doesn't go to her husband with Daraisa, they said another vort. You know why she's there's a chalos p'tur? Because she's not with her father. And the Shulchan Aruch says, no, even if she is with her father, just the fact that she's mishuabedis and the way she's acting, that's enough that there should be a p'tur, even though there's no chiyuv. Daraisa, that the wife is working for the husband, nevertheless, the hanhaga is, the derech hateva is, that she's mishuabedis lebaila, and the mela is a chalos p'tur. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And Tosfos says, that's not enough, it's only the Rabbanan. And the mela, they say a different word, that she's not with her father. The zemevu'al, be'el ma shekatav Rashi, בסוגיה שם דימור עתיד סיפק. יכול שאין מוחה בידו. אז מבואר מזה שהחיסרון באישה הוא מצד שבעלה מוחה בידה. Right, the Gemara says, I might think that a married woman's when it says סיפק בידו, so Rashi says, She'ein moche biyado. It says that ish sipek biyado la'asot, she'ein moche biyado Rashi. So he's chayev and moira. But ish she'ein sipek biyado la'asot. She can't, because yesh moche biyado. So you see that the chisaron of a woman is mitzad she'bala moche biyado. Ve'ezeh chiyuv yesh aleh al ma she'bala moche biyado, v'mishum zeh tei p'tura mikibud aveh. So the husband's protesting. What is the fact that the husband protests going to stop her from going to make her pater and keep it aveng? So the Adava talks about it, but Tvarab Tchukim L'chor. So based on what we said, we understand. Hu yimshol bach k'tiv. V'hat tachtav, v'hit tachtav b'yato moshel aleh. It says hu yimshol bach. So she's under his domain. This is not so 2021. Postmodern. But that's what the Torah says. You don't need a din for this. Mrs. Kivadeim wasn't said about somebody who's mitzius and who's havaya is that they're tachas acherim. That's the haven't been even a single girl. In other words, since the mitzius of a woman is like that, that she's tachas rishis acherim, first tachas rishis avia, then tachas rishis baila. So you might think that once she gets out of the since her whole matzias is most of her life she's going to be tachas rishis baila, therefore she's going to be p'tur mikivud aveng, even a p'nuya. So kamash mila, no, the p'nuya is chayeves, and tachas she's tachas rishis baila when she, well, avia, she has to serve her father when she's a p'nuya. But if not, Otherwise, the mitzius of a married woman is that she's tachas rishus bialis. That's ayin mocha biyada. It's not a halacha category. It's just a mitzius. But yesh mocha biyada. Since mocha biyada, the Torah lechatchila wasn't mechayver in kibud avim. So the husband's going to protest and say, what are you bothering with your father for? So that's a matzav that ain't b'koach l'kayim. So therefore, there's no chiv in the first place. Now we'd like to get to the nesua being chayavus in moiva. The fact that she's meshivat to her husband, that has nothing to do with Moira. Because what is the Shibud Mafriya that she shouldn't do with the Moira? L'chein amna mevoah v'devrei ha-shulchan aruch kanal. She ain't p'tura ela mikavod. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says she's only p'tura mikavod. The Taka of the Shulchan Aruch says that it's referring to kavod. That this inyan of Shibud is patering her from kibara because she can't do the active things. But the Mashi Katru Tosfot mitzad sheinu bebeit aviya, not that Tosfot says, it's mitzad that she's not in her father's house. Kivan imuwa buwal suvya delach lamed heit mitzvat morai lebechala kol mitzvat asevina isura sebel vaad ala yisod mitzvot kiyum shal mora v'mashi imo v'av v'vigen yishiva v'mkomo v'zaylat abisha sheinu bebeit aviya lebeit ba'ala. We see that mitzvot mora is not just an isra asev. Mitzvot mora is included in all the other mitzvot asev like we see in daf lamed heit. So yisod mitzvot is fulfilling mora when she's with him. Even though she's with him, she's not going to sit in this place and she's not going to contradict him, etc. And that doesn't apply to a woman who's not Beveis Aviyah, it's Beveis Baila. And since the whole kingdom is in Shayach, there's a Ptur. And therefore she's even Patur Mimoira. She's even Ptur Mimora because she's not with her father. Mishumachi HaShulchan Aruch L'shitato Shabi Katab Nesua Rak Ptur HaMitzvat Kavod. So the Shulchan Aruch writes only Midian Kavod because of the Shibud. So the Shibud means she can't do active things to honor her father. What's stopping her from doing Mora? The Tosfos says it's mitzvah that she's not with her father, so maybe she can't do Mora because the mitzvah of Mora is when you're with him. And nevertheless, to act with Mora towards him. And the Rambam and the Torah also didn't write Mitzad Shia Buddha. They don't know that she's Mishubit. So therefore, maybe they hold like Tosfos. And therefore, she's also Ptur Mimora. And that's why the Lashon of the Rambam. So he also talks about Moira. Why Moira? What's stopping her from doing Moira? Because she's not with her father. She's somewhere else. You know, it's hard to say that. Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the Torah don't say the Lashon of Tosfos. Problem is that the Pesukim are talking about Mora. The Pasuk that patters women is not talking about Kavod. Remember, that was our problem with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says it's talking about Kavod, yeah, but the Pasuk is talking about Mora. And the Gemara says, that ish sipik biyado lasos, isha ain't sipik biyado lasos. A man has the capacity to do mora, but a woman doesn't. What does sipik biyado lasos have to do with mora? Why can't a woman have mora if she's married? What's the ain't sipik biyado? Like the Mizrahi and the Gorari have. The Zay is Bar La'alan, Beidu Hashem. So, we still obviously have a ton more to talk about. And if you stay tuned, you will hopefully see Niflos Rabos Udalos Atsumas in Kalas Hashem, and it will be Nifla B'Yoser. Thank you for listening to this. It was amazing. And, you know, it's very, very, I think it's an easy topic. Oh, keep it a vein, push it, be mechabi, murder. No. You saw how many difficulties we've presented, and we still have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned, and we should be Zerka Lomo Dilalami, the Shema Velasa, the time is called the Great Samba Torosoi, Be'ahava. Shalom, shalom, Ahuvai, Yidai, Mahavah.